Hello there and welcome. Yes, it is me, Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech, back with another Learning to Code in Python tutorial. Let's quickly recap what we did last time. So last time we touched on the while and for loops, which hopefully you've done a little bit of experimentation with and fully understand. This time we are going to be touching on probably the most important thing you will ever learn, as it attains to Python, of course, and that is functions. Functions may seem a little bit scary on the surface, but they're really, really not. Very simply put, a function is a piece of code that you want to execute a lot of times. Let's talk about when you might use a function. For example, say you are creating an audio game. In this audio game, you have enemies that are walking around you, and you have a gun that you shoot them with. So, you would want there to be a sound played each time that a footstep is heard. You also want that footstep to be played, say, in the correct position. So some sample code might look like sound equals enemy sound dot play, enemy sound dot set position, blah da da. That's pretty common syntax as it goes. That's not what we're going to use in Python, but that's pretty common as it goes. That's three lines of code that you could write out every single time. For every single time you have to call that function. And then you'd have to write it out for if you wanted a gun sound and an intro sound. And if you wanted to check volume on that, you'd have to do... Oh, sorry. As you can see, it is far easier instead to put this code into what we call a function, and then to simply call this function each time. Three lines of code into one line of code. Nice. You've already seen some examples of a function. You've seen what we call built-in functions, such as length, or len, range, and print. These are built-in functions. They are functions that come with Python by default. We're going to create one or two functions of our own. First of all, how do we define a function? A function requires two things, a name and some arguments. Not all functions take arguments, as you will see our next one won't. So, let's create a very basic function. You create a function by typing def, D-E-F, followed by a space, then function's name. We are going to call this test, left paren, right paren, colon. Then in this, we will put space, print, left parenthesis, hello, quotes, right parenthesis, job done. And then to call this, we will simply write test, left paren, right paren, and it prints hello. Very simple, very easy, nicely done. Now let's make this a little more complicated. So we're going to type test, or def test, left parenthesis. We're going to put x in there, just the letter x, close right parenthesis, and a colon. What have we done here? We've now said that this function requires one argument. And again, we're going to write print, left parenthesis, hello. Sorry about that. We're going to write hello space quote plus x, right parenthesis. Now, if we ran test, left parenthesis, right parenthesis, you would see that it tracebacks. Why is this? This is because we have told Python that the test now requires one argument, which the traceback now shows. It says test requiring, missing one required argument, x. Very helpful traceback, in fact. So now let's do test left parenthesis quote Nathan. Or your name, quote right parenthesis, and we see it prints hello Nathan. And this is, you probably guessed, quite useful, because if we wanted a game that introduced itself by saying hello and then the user's name, we could simply do test left parenthesis Bob. Now you might be thinking, yeah, but Nath, you taught us that earlier, print plus name, that's just, you know, we could just do it that way instead. You could, but what if you wanted to store that name as well in a database and do some other fancy things to it? Well, you could just do that in the name in that function right there. Easy, simple. You could load it, you could read the name, and you could close it. You could do whatever you like with it. Let's talk about some more practical uses then. Okay. Let's create a function called, let's go with test again, with x again. So def space test, left parenthesis, x, right parenthesis, colon. And now then, let's do, inside that, we will do n equals 0. So we've defined a function, we defined a variable. While n less than x, right parenthesis, colon, print n, actually. Job done. Now let's do test and the number 2. As you will see, it will output a lot of spam. And this is why it's important to run this in a file. Again, Control C or Command C. As you can tell, I've made the exact same mistake I made in a previous tutorial. Deliberate, naturally. So let's redefine this as def test x, n equals 0 while n less than x, print n, n equals n plus 1, job done. Now do test 2, 0, 1. Now, you might remember from earlier that we did this test with a while loop, and I made the exact same mistake, don't rub it in. But if we wanted to retest that with a different, we had to rewrite the code. Whereas now we can just do test and then any number we like, really. 10, 3, etc., etc. Sweet. And that is functions. That is how you use a function. Very useful. In the next tutorial, we'll cover a little bit more how functions interact with objects. But for now, that's all you need to know about functions. Have a play with that, because that comes in very important later on. You can embed pretty much whatever you like within a function, be that an if statement, a loop, a variable, anything. Let's do a quick show-off test for that now. So def test, left parent x, right parent colon. Now I'm going to introduce you to another, I suppose you might call it, built-in function here called type. And we're going to do this if left parenthesis, and remember this is in the test function, so we need to indent this by one. If type, left parenthesis, x, right parenthesis, equals equals str. Why are we doing this? Well, let's examine our function above earlier. If I pass to it test hello, it will trace back. And we don't want our good code, we don't want that trace backing. Now, there is a cleaner way to do this, which is simply to do if test doesn't equal, or if x doesn't equal int. But for the sake of practice, I'm going to walk you through the long method here. So, if left parenthesis type, left parenthesis x, right parenthesis equals equals str, and that's just the str, we will do two spaces, print, this function requires an int, you gave me an str. Str is short for string, if you hadn't guessed that. Then we'll do a space, elif, type x equals equals int, two spaces, and then here we can do our n equals 0, while, in fact, no, we won't do that yet. We will do n equals 0 if n greater than x, sorry, if, if n greater than x, three spaces, print, left parenthesis, quote, too big of a number. And this is where the return function comes in. You may remember in a couple of tutorials ago, I mentioned the return statement, as it were, the return keyword will stop execution just like that. It does, basically, of a function, not of the entire execution of your code, but it will stop the function dead. So in this instance, we are going to make it return. We're not going to give it any more keywords than that, simply return. Then a two spaces, because we are done with that part of the if statement. We are now back into if, or rather we're back into the elif type is int. So while n less than x, print n, and we must remember n equals n plus 1. Then we're just going to put a final space else, print this function needs an int. And let's just run that by, first of all, we will pass it test hello. And it says this function requires an int, you gave an str, fair enough. Now let's do test 1.5. It simply says this function needs an int. And finally, let's do test 3. And that broke. I think my indentation was off. Yes, my indentation was off, unfortunately. But if your indentation was correct, it will work. Now let's do test minus 4. It will say too big of a number, which isn't necessarily right, but you get the idea. So as you can see, functions can get highly complex. However, they are ultimately a coder's best tool. As a bit of a disclaimer, my coding is not usually as poor as you've seen in this tutorial. I'm simply working in command line, whereas usually I like to work in a file, and is why I usually recommend that method. Now let's do a final function, a slightly different type of function. We will call this sum. So def sum, and we will do L for this one in brackets. So def left parenthesis, def space sum left parenthesis L right parenthesis colon space n equals 0 for x in L, n equals n plus x, return n. So what do we think this function is going to do then? Well, the name makes it pretty obvious, sum. It's going to add everything up, isn't it, really? But from a purely code standpoint, we can see there's a for loop here that says for each item in a list, add the value to n. And we can test this now by doing, let's create a list. We will call this v equals left bracket 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like we know how to do that, sum v. And it returns 15. And this is where the return function comes in useful. As you saw, we returned n. And this is called sort of returning things, really. I tried to make that sound more grand than it was. But nope, this is simply a function returning something else. This can be anything. The sum of numbers, an object of some kind. It can really be anything you can possibly conceive of and can actually help in diagnosis. For example, if you've got say you're building a game and you want to know in this game how far away is the enemy from the player, is he in range of being shot, you might have a function called in range, def in range. And then you might pass to that the player's x position and the enemy's x position. So let's write this out. Def in range. And we will call these values px for player x and ex for enemy x. And the way we've done this, or the way I've written it, is def in range left parenthesis px comma ex right parenthesis colon. Now we're going to have n. Now we're going to make a few assumptions in this code. This, I would like to add, is a very based sort of very basic function. You will want more security function than this, sort of, because, for example, okay. So our next line of code is our next line is nx. I can't even talk. Right, let me restart that. Our next line is n equals px minus ex. Now this obviously falls down if, for example, the enemy is less than, so if the enemy is at 3 and the player is at 4. However, for the purposes of this example, we are going to always assume that the enemy is going to be to the right of the player, in the fact that the enemy's position will always be greater than the player's. So, we have now done that. So n, the variable n, now contains the distance between our enemy and our player. And we can do if, left parenthesis, n greater than 3, right parenthesis, colon, return 0, else return 1. Now then, why is this useful? Well, because we can now do if on a normal thing, if left parenthesis in range left parenthesis 3, 10. So we are pretending here that 3 is the player's position and 10 is the enemy's position. Equals equals 1, right parenthesis colon, print he dead. Now, in my example, that has indeed worked. In your example, it may not, because you may realize that you didn't want that, because what you actually want is if n less than 3, return 1, else return 0. But hey, that just proves you're a little bit better at me at coding at this than I am. But that's okay. That's fine by me. That is a perfect example of a sort of a utility function, as it were. It works out the distance of your enemy from your player, and then it returns 1 if they are within a set distance, and it returns 0 if they are not. As you can tell, my music has now run out. That means, unfortunately, that this tutorial has run out of time, and I'm going to have to sadly say goodbye. I hope you have, if nothing else, found this tutorial very humorous, hopefully quite helpful, and I look forward to seeing you in the next tutorial, where we are going to do a brief recap of what we've learned so far and look at how to get help when learning further Python functions. So, I thank you very much for listening. This has been Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech.